Marsh. Professor Marsh kept offices in the Peabody Museum on the Yale campus. A heavy green door with large white lettering read, Prof. O.C. Marsh. Visitors by written appointment only. Johnson knocked. There was no reply, so he knocked again. Go away! Johnson knocked a third time. A small panel opened in the center of the door, and an eye squinted out. What is it?
I want to see Professor Marsh.
But does he want to see you? Demanded the eye.
I doubt it.
I am replying to his notice.
Johnson held up the newspaper advertisement from the week before.
Sorry, too late. Positions all filled.
The door panel snapped shut. Johnson was not accustomed to being denied anything, particularly a silly trip he did not want in the first place. Angrily, he kicked the door. He stared at the buggy traffic on Whitney Avenue. But with his pride, and $1,000 hanging in the balance, he got control of himself and knocked politely once more.
I'm sorry, Professor Marsh, but I really must go west with you.
Young man, the only place you must go is away. Go away.
Please, Professor Marsh, please let me join your expedition.
The thought of his humiliation before Marlin was awful to Johnson. His voice choked. His eyes watered.
Please hear me out, sir. I'll do whatever you say. I'll even provide my own equipment.
The panel snapped open again.
Young man, everyone provides their own equipment, and everyone does whatever I say, except you. You are presenting an unmanly spectacle.
The eye peered out.
Now go away.
Please, sir, you have to take me.
If you wanted to come, you should have answered the advertisement last week. Everyone else did. We had 30 candidates to choose from last week. Now we have selected everyone except...
You're not, by any chance, a photographer. Johnson saw his chance and leapt at it.
A photographer? Yes, sir, I am. I am indeed.
Well, you should have said so at once. Come in.
The door swung open wide, and Johnson had his first...